What were the first words ever said on KWGS?
I'll let Edward say them.
I don't use language like that.
We were fighting over it. Dr. Pontius wanted to say the first words. He, after all, was the president of the university that was inaugurating this radio station. And Mr. Skelly thought he ought to have the first word since it was being named after him. And I certainly believe I ought to say the first words because I had dreamed it and arranged it. School bells. And the announcers thought they ought to say it because it was in their script that they should say it. So we were all standing and jockeying to be there. And so I got my paycheck from Dr. Pontius. I thought I could beat him to it. It was a good station, very well managed, very well prepared. The studios were probably the most beautiful studios outside of New York. And the engineer was one of the great engineers who later made a career with the government doing very, very esoteric things with electronics. And he looks at the switchboard that he'd never seen before. And he flips the switch that he knows on all radio sets will get you to the tower and is not ever broadcast because it is that switch that only goes one way, to the tower, where the engineer can answer your question. And he said, "Howard, how do you turn this damn thing on?" And that probably set a style for KWGS.
Well, another thing that's interesting is that KVOO was interested in seeing, from the experimental standpoint, how an FM tower would operate under adverse weather conditions, particularly icing.
Oh.
You can tell us something about that.
Well, they knew nothing about what would happen when they turned their signal on. They didn't know who would hear it, who wouldn't. After all, they had had a painful experience of AM radio, turning it on and somebody calling up and raising Cain that I was listening to a minister, and you've got this so-and-so on. And it turned out that when you got ice on an FM transmitter, you broadcast on all the signals of everybody in Tulsa. It was chaos.
Did KAKC come on with an FM station just before KWGS?
KAKC came on, I think, an hour or two before we did.
It was that close.
So were you the only two then in the state of Oklahoma, do you think?
We were told by the man who dedicated us that we were the first in the nation.
This was a representative from Washington.
FCC.
On the FCC, one of the commissioners.
We got one of the commissioners of the FCC to dedicate us. To listen with us, as the engineer said, how do you turn this damn thing on? And he made a comment on it, and he said it was all right because probably there weren't too many people listening because it wasn't new, and then he talked about the new horizons. It was great. We were pioneering a thing that has over the years done some very good broadcasting. Yeah.